Well, hello and welcome to I'm Right, I'm Right, I'm Sure Right. The show will be starting in approximately 4 minutes and 19 seconds. So I hope you're here and I hope you stay here if you're alive. But if you're watching in replay, you can fast forward right past this spot and get right into the show. Also, I want to let you know that there's a couple of ways that you can attend the show. One is by going to Jill's website, which is jillcoxcordova.com, and click the podcast tab. That is one way to do it. Another way to do it is go to Facebook or YouTube. And when you're on Facebook and YouTube, please make some comments, type some comments, or send emojis so we know you're there, because we don't know you're there unless you know us, let us know. So please do that for us. And it creates for a better show when you make comments and send emojis. So please do that for us. Also, you can click the link at Facebook if you want to be on the show. So if you actually want to talk during the show or you want to be seen during the show, you can just click that link and then follow the prompts. Now, during the show, the easiest, other than just clicking on the link, is to click on the QR code that you'll see pop up on the screen. That's a very easy way to get into the show also. And there's several ways to get into the show, but those are just two of them. So we have about another 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and we'll be right here with you. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm all excited. Yes, I am. Okay, we have about a minute and 30 seconds, and the show will start then, and Jill and I will be here on video, so you'll be able to see us and hear us, which is fantastic. But I hope you like seeing us, because we would love to see you too. So, again, we've got about 1 minute. And the show will be starting live right here with us. Get ready for I'm Right, I'm Right. The show will start in about 30 seconds or a little bit less. And we're looking forward to getting started. So we'll be here in just a few. See ya.
Hey,
we're here.
We got it.
All right.
This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I am Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Welcome, everybody.
And we're podcasters or vodcasters. We are. podcasters, whatever you want to call us, but we're here.
I was nervous. I thought you were getting ready to, like, scratch yourself. That was nervous.
I'm gonna show my
breast.
You're
making me nervous.
I'm gonna show my breast.
Oh my gosh.
You think?
It's not that kind of show, sweetheart. It's not that kind of show.
It is now. It is now.
Not for the rest of this half hour. It
yes,
is not.
It is now.
Nope. It is not.
Yes, it is. All right. Well, what's up? What's up, Jill?
Well, hello.
Hello. Long time no see. Where you been?
What's been right here. Happening? I've been right here all day. Well, before we get to tonight's topic, we have things to tell everybody about.
Like how our week was. Oh, we had a fab. Well, it started last Friday.
Friday night?
Freaky Friday.
Well, it wasn't.
We got freaky last Friday.
Don't believe the hype.
It is true. I can prove it. I can prove that we got freaky.
You cannot. You cannot
last
prove it.
Friday.
You cannot prove it. Nope.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think you should bring up an image, Jill, and let's talk about what we did.
Talk about it.
Woohoo! Look at us. Are we chilling? Are we cool or what?
80s style. We should have said that first before they saw this. Like, what's going on with Jill and Tony?
So what did we do, Jill? Where were we when we were looking like this?
Well, we were at a charity event. It was called Camp Horizon.
Yeah.
Foster the Funk, because it's a charity for foster children.
Cool.
To help foster children. And they had a fundraiser.
Yes.
And we attended. And it was an 80s themed party.
Yeah, so we went as 80s hip hop.
Hip hop.
Do we have any other images? I'm sure we do.
Yes, we
have
do.
Some other images.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. There we go. We were ready. And what else happened at this event, Jill?
Well, The first image shows us after we won for best costume.
Woohoo!
Which we couldn't believe because other people there had on various parts of, like, other people had on the hat.
Yeah.
Other people had on the chains.
Yes.
Other people had on this exact jacket.
Yes. But they didn't have it all.
And yet we won.
They didn't have it all. And they didn't have my swagger.
Yeah, you did have swagger. It was very funny because Tony tried to teach me how to walk, like
swagger.
You know, like that, but it didn't work. It didn't work. But we did go from one end of the dance floor to the other because we danced all night.
Why are you moving away from me?
I didn't know what you were doing at first.
Oh, my. So, yeah, we had a really good time, and we danced
all night. We definitely.
Long.
I wish I had
like
had
we
on
were
a,
20 years
we
old.
We did, because we stayed the whole night from the beginning of the party to the end. We did.
Yes.
We stayed, and we had fun. And then we did what I didn't know that, I guess it's a Georgia thing?
What do you mean it's a Georgia thing?
I didn't do it in Kentucky. I didn't do it in Minnesota.
What are you talking about?
I didn't do
Why not?
What we did after the party.
We went to the Waffle House.
That's what you do after you party. You go to the Waffle House. I think it's a Georgia thing because I didn't know that. And in the 20 years that you and I have known each other, it's the first time we've ever been to one together.
Yeah, because you kind of gave me the impression that you did not ever want to go to a Waffle House.
Well, not the one that made me sick.
Kind of told me.
Decades ago.
No Waffle House.
Well, that particular, we didn't go to the Waffle House that made me sick. There was a Waffle House that made me sick.
You're going to say that on the air? Waffle House made you sick?
A Waffle House made me sick. Not the chain.
That was the...
Because the one we went to Friday night, I did not get sick.
Well, that's good.
And it was good.
Yeah.
So we partied from I don't know. We left our house at 5:30.
We arrived at the function at about 6:15.
We left our house at 5:30, and we didn't come back until, what, 1, 2 in the morning?
Yes, something like that. Yeah, so maybe like 1.
We can hang. We can hang.
But Jill, some people don't start partying until 1:00.
Well, I used to be that person. Those were my hours before. That was like my sweet spot.
So we were still in relatively early.
Well, for us, it was late. Wouldn't you say?
I used to hang. I used to not come out of the club until the sun came up.
I've done that before. But when's the last time you did that? So you don't even remember, do you? Don't remember. Yep, that's what I thought.
I was in Georgia the last time I did it, though.
Oh.
I was. It was before we met.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. I used to be at a party. Party. And
gone are the days where, you know, it was a Friday night, so neither one of us worked the next day. But I used to party all night.
Party all
change
night.
Change clothes. Party all go to work. Time. Without sleeping. I used to do that.
Oh, yeah. You were very young then. You had
to be. You said that like I'm not young now. I don't know what you're talking about.
You had to be in your 20s.
No. That was right up till just before I met you. And I was, in my 30s when I met you?
No, you're telling a story. No. Yeah, I don't know why you're telling a story.
I did.
Seriously. The air,
that is not telling a story.
You should not be telling a story.
Not a story.
On the air, Jill.
Not a story.
No, not live.
Not a story.
Yeah,
not a story. Not a story. And then I also want to tell the audience, last week, in case you missed it, this one over here was trying to get me to say words I just don't say.
Ass.
But besides that, he was trying to debate me and saying that you should tell people who get on your nerves at work to kiss my
ass.
Take a poll about that.
This is not an everyday occurrence, though, by the way.
You said when they get on your nerves. That could be
like
every day.
After a while, you know, you're putting up with them, and finally you have to tell them to kiss my
booty.
Anyway,
I was like, no, not in my workplace. You just don't do that. And you debated me about it. So I took a poll. The poll, by the way, if you're on LinkedIn, you can still put in your vote. So for about another week.
A poll.
But so far, I checked the results just before we went on the air. And so far, because I said, is it okay to say that in your workplace, in your industry? And I said, my answer is no, Team Jill. Tony's answer is yes, Team Tony.
Yes.
Or the other option was it depends.
It depends.
So, drum roll please for the results. I'm right. So far, I am right, because 58% so far, and not if you haven't voted yet, please don't let me influence your vote. But so far, 58% have said, Team Jill,
Team Jill.
You don't do that. 37% said, it depends. And that leaves a measly 5% Team Tony.
Because I have the nerve, the courage, when somebody's just, you know, they've been at you forever and they're, you know, a long time, and I have the fortitude to tell the person, you know what, kiss my ass. You know, but the 37% part, it depends. I'm with that also. So
it still doesn't add it to my 58%.
It doesn't. It doesn't. So, but that's okay. I actually.
I'm right.
I'm actually on the side of the 37%. Actually.
Oh, so now you're. So last week was just debating me for.
No,
fun.
Well, I didn't. Well, maybe I wasn't clear, and maybe the poll wasn't clear on my stance. But it was after a while after they've got. Really on your nerves after weeks and months and all of that. So I am with that 37%. But
58% says just no.
Don't do it. Well, there was one person that said that no, they're with you.
That they would like to have your energy, but they're 100% with me. That's what she said.
Yeah. So I think it's something that most people wish they could do, especially to their boss. Especially to a boss that's incompetent.
Nope.
So that's has what anyone I think.
You've been a boss before, and so have I. And I would not have liked it if someone said that to me. But I don't think I would have done anything to make them say that to me.
I had an employee say that to me.
And what did you do?
I laughed.
Sometimes, sweetheart, you have a tendency, sweetheart, to laugh at the wrong times.
But it was funny. It was funny.
So you weren't upset? Were they upset that you laughed at them when they were with you?
Yeah, they were a little upset, but they got over it because I laughed. I was like, "Come on, now, it's not that serious." You know, what made them angry is that I was telling them things that were accurate. Okay, they were accurate, and they were like, "You're always right." I said, "But." What I'm telling you is factual. This is the truth. So, you know, lighten up. It's okay. It's not that serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we did another poll about huggers, where we asked if people on LinkedIn, if they're huggers.
Yes.
And but that poll has closed.
Isn't that our topic for today?
No, it is not.
This is not our topic?
That is not our topic. We did this poll because of a topic we had previously. And now the poll has closed. And 50% said, yes, they're a hugger. Depends on the other person, was 39%. And 11% said, no, I am not a hugger.
No huggers. Well, it's okay.
It is okay.
If you're not a hugger.
Because as we discussed during that episode, there might be really, you know, good reasons why someone isn't a hugger.
Yeah, it's all right if you're not a hugger.
Yep.
But I think you should join us. Join us. Join us.
But sometimes.
Join us.
Sometimes that's join us. Not good for them. So I'm not going to say that.
I understand.
I'm not going to say that.
I still would like them.
We're already halfway through with our show and we haven't even gotten to our topic. So tonight's topic is credit scores and relationships. It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
Stand by Your Stance. All right.
Do you believe that someone's financial history or credit score matters? Is that a factor in having a relationship with them?
Well, if it's going to be a short-term relationship, it does not matter. So for those of you that are planning to have like a overnight stand, you know.
Stand. Oh, I'm saying stands. Stand. Yeah, you're right.
An overnight stand.
I do know if what it's called.
Yes. If you're planning to have an overnight stand, the credit score does not matter at all. All other things do matter.
You may not even get the name. What's the credit score?
But the credit score doesn't matter. So a short-term relationship, the credit score doesn't matter. But if you are planning or if you think this might become into a long-term relationship and it is, you know, you've been dating for a while and it's getting serious. Now credit score can come into play. And maybe it should. Because if you decide to really commit to each other and move in together, credit score can have a large bearing on whether the relationship is successful or not. Because quite often, what destroys relationships are finances.
It is actually one of the biggest things that can destroy a relationship.
So, yes, my stance is credit score can be very important in a relationship. That is my stance. Yeah, that's it.
Well, my stance is there's actually an app, you know, because there's an app for everything, a dating app.
Get out of here.
Called Score.
Get out of here.
See the double entendre there, Score. where so you have corny. To have a certain, you have to have a certain credit score to even be on the app. Okay. But it's kind of low. I think it was like 675 or something. It's kind of low to me. But you have to have this to even be on there because the developers of this app believe kind of what you were saying of financial, you know, if you're going to be in a long-term relationship, then financial history does matter.
Yes.
So from the get-go, I guess you're going to know the other person's credit score. I don't believe in that. Okay. I don't believe in that. But I will say that a financial history can cause problems, you know, if you're not upfront with that. And by the way, Dave, and Sam, thank you for joining us, the married couple.
I was just going to bring that up.
Dave, you can find all these polls and I'm sure Tony does need the support that you want to give him. You can find all these polls on LinkedIn under my name.
And there's more to that, Jill.
There is?
Yes, there's more.
What? He wants to vote for you.
There we go.
I said this to support you. You need all the support you could get.
I just wanted you to say it again.
Everybody, people
Dave
were saying
wants
Team
to
Jill
support
all the
me.
Way. Team Jill all the way.
Dave wants to support me. And I know
and
that
I think
the,
that's good. You need
that
some
the
support.
Industry that Dave that Dave works in, I'm sure there's several people in his industry that have said, kiss my ass. So there, Dave. Dave understands. Thanks, Dave.
But next time, I mean, that poll is still underway, Dave, so you can still vote on that one. But every week I try to put up a different poll. So you're always welcome to vote on them.
Understand.
All right. Well, we're kind of, I think, tonight, maybe a rare occasion, I think we're sort of agreeing with each other. Sort of.
I thought I heard you say it's not that important.
Not on a dating app, no. But I do agree with you that if you're going to be in a long-term relationship, you need to be upfront about that. Yeah. So let's get to our second segment that's called
I'm trying to help you.
Woohoo!
So to go along with that, my advice if you don't have a great credit score and the person you want to be in a serious relationship with does, and it matters to them that your score isn't as high as theirs, be upfront about it. Just tell them. Don't let it be a surprise. Just tell them. And if you don't know your credit score, do what I did. And like, hey, Tony, can you just tell me can you look at this and just tell me what to do what I need to do to get things straight? Because I'm sure many of you all have heard us talk about this before. When we were dating, I just didn't like to open my mail. I just didn't like to. Unless it was like a handwritten letter. I love handwritten letters. But bills, I just didn't like to open them. I had the money to pay them. I just didn't like to open them. So that's exactly what Tony's response was when he found that out. But I was like, well, just help me. I don't know. Just help me. So, needless to say, the person who handles our bills in our relationship now is Tony. needless to say. So see, it worked out.
You know, I, Jill did a background check on me.
As every journalist should. Every woman
I never did a background check on her. And I don't know. And I don't
think
she
didn't want to waste time.
I don't think she checked my credit score.
No, I did not.
But my credit score was good. It was good. But I didn't do a background check on her or check her credit score. You know, there were certain things I knew.
You didn't check any of that.
I knew she, yes. I didn't check any of that.
But we talked about it.
I was sure that, oh, yeah, she's got it together. She's got her house. She's got a, you know, good job.
Like I said, I had the money. I just.
She's highly educated and all of this. So, you know, I assumed.
You know what they say about that word. See, there's your word.
I assumed that all of that financial stuff was fine. Later, I found out that she didn't open her mail, just like Jill said. But we had discussed this, Jill. We had discussed, okay, how do you want to handle the bills, this and that. You know, I said, do you want us to do it together or blah, blah.
No,
and you said,
that was when we got married. When we were dating, this is when you found out that I didn't like to open my bills. That's when you found out.
No.
Yes,
no.
You did. Yes, you did.
No.
Yes,
no,
you
no,
did.
No.
Yes,
no,
you did.
No, because we were staying in the same bedroom. It was here.
Come over for the weekend. That's when you discussed.
Yeah, you telling me that you would come to my house on the weekend with bills that were not opened?
I would bring a lot of stuff with me. Yes.
No, you. Who does that? Who brings bills? No, you did not do that. That was after we got married.
No, it was not. Because sometimes I would,
take over the bills before we got married.
I know that. Because before we got married, I asked you, what do I need to, and this is how you're going to remember that it was before we got married. What do I need to do to make, you know, how much more money do I need to make just really pay it off?
And
you gave, gave me the number and I got the job to do that before we got married.
I didn't start paying our bills, your bills.
You're saying two different things. You did not start paying the bills until we were married, but you knew of the situation before we got married.
That is true.
That is true. Because 11 days before we got married, I got the job that gave me $25,000 more a year.
So I did tell you that you needed to make more money.
Yes. And
I did tell you that. So then I thought you would just pay your bills. We discussed that you would pay your bills, right? This is what you need to make and you need to pay your bills. But Jill just, like Jill said,
I didn't like to open bills.
And I saw these bills, like all of these letters and everything, just the stack was getting bigger and bigger. And I said, hey, Jill, you have a lot of unopened bills. Is there a reason for that?
And I was like, I don't like to open bills. I'm a writer. I'm an artist. I don't do numbers. And so you do numbers, and you do them well. So that's when you immediately decided you were going to do the bills, and that was perfectly okay with me.
As you all know, I am not perfect.
You are not. No, neither am I. No one is.
And now you know that Jill is not perfect either.
We've talked about this. I have said this before. We have talked about this. I still don't do numbers. Still don't.
Goodness,
but I am aware Tony does keep me in case you're worried that I know nothing about our financial situation. Tony does keep me informed and all of that. So if I had to do the bills, I would know how to do them. But it's just not. I don't do numbers. I don't like that. Just don't like that. So your advice for people. So my advice is to tell people, to tell your person that you're going to be in a serious relationship with. What's your advice? You have advice? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well,
what happened?
Well, it's actually a touchy situation, you know, when you need to have that conversation. I think that should be the talk. You know, they talk about the talk, and it's usually about sex or something. But it should be about money and finances and how you view finances and whether you know, the two of you can work together on that.
Right. Because for some people, that is a deal breaker.
Yeah. Yep.
And for some people, it's not, if you can work it out.
So, yeah, it's a conversation you should have, but no one wants to have. But you should have that conversation.
In fact, I also believe that people should talk about money more, because for some reason, like, telling people what you make and all of that, it's taboo. But maybe if we talked about it more, there would be more equity, you know, equal salaries and, or at least getting close. I don't think I'm going to see equal salaries in my lifetime, but at least maybe can, if you talk about it more.
All right.
Could get there. All right. Well, ready for our last segment?
I am ready.
Hey.
Did you hear about this? Ha ha. Did you hear about that?
All right. So, well, I already told what it was. What it was? I already told you what it was, which was there's actually a dating app. Where it was 675, that was the credit score or above that you need to be on this app.
To be on the app. To be on the app. Not to, so does a person with a higher credit score get more dates? And does it matter what their looks are? It's because I bet a better looking person can get away with a lower credit score. But then a person that is, let's say, not a 10, may have to have a higher credit score to attract certain people, you know.
Well, I'm not going to call names, but there are a lot of billionaires who are not handsome.
And they have a high credit score. They can get people, see. So that's the way that works, I bet you.
I'm not calling
names. I would like to see the stats on that.
I'll look that up for next time. Or maybe that'll be the next poll.
Yes.
Which matters more, looks or credit scores?
Yes. And before I forget, everybody check out the Married Couple podcast.
Yes.
And they're also on YouTube. And
they're on Facebook at the top of the hour.
Yes.
The next top of the hour.
Yeah. Next top of the hour.
Yep.
So just about a half an hour from now.
Right.
A few minutes more. So check them out. It's a good show. Very entertaining.
Woo-hoo.
All right. And we'll also check it out. But as you know, I go to bed early. So I may not make it to the end of the show, but we'll be there. All right, Jill, what's happening? What are we doing?
Let's close the show out.
We are closing the show out. We are closing the show out. Okay, that's what we're doing. Oh, well, look, I got work to do. Hey, make sure you check out I'm Right, I'm Right. And that is every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can go to JillCoxCordova.com and click the podcast tab. And you can watch it on Facebook and YouTube also. And also check out my other show, which is Poetic People Fighting Racism. And that's every other Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I believe I have a show coming up Saturday.
Yes, the 20th.
Yes. So check that out and, you know, interact with me during the show. So
there's an open call that night if you're an artist of any kind.
Yeah. Cool. Come on in and we can do some things. And you don't have to be a poet. And also, there is still the Soul Reader with me again. And you can still get a free reading there. And you can also get private readings also. So you don't have to do it in front of everyone. And that's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and knowtobestill.com/podcast. You can also watch that on YouTube and Facebook. All right, we are back, Jill.
We are back
and getting ready to sign out of this show.
So bye.
So till next week, we'll see you then. We want to thank you all for watching, and we're going to try to get rid of some stuff and get out of this show. So thank you all for watching. We love you all. Till next week. Bye.
Bye.